You're listening to the ChicagoFootball.com Bears Podcast Rewind. For the full episode featuring this interview, plus many others, subscribe to the ChicagoFootball.com Bears Podcast on iTunes or find us on SoundCloud. For the very best in Bears news, head to ChicagoFootball.com.
All right, joining us on the first ever Chicago Football Bears podcast is two-time Pro Bowl guard Kyle Long. The most important question, Kyle, how honored are you to be the first guest on this podcast?
Fish, it's a tremendous opportunity and blessing for me to be able to come on here with you. I mean, I know you're, in terms of pop culture, you're a very trendy topic, and people are always trying to get in and hear what you have to say, so I'm excited about this.
Well, we really just follow you when it comes to pop culture, but is this going to be the next serial? We don't know. Time will tell. We'll start with some football questions. Run the ball. This is teams about run the ball. And is it fun to actually not just say it, but actually do it and have a team that is committed to doing it?
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, and it takes pressure off a lot of other spots when we're able to run the ball. We didn't have a great showing against Cincinnati, and that falls on our shoulders, the offensive line, and I think that's been communicated throughout our locker room by us. Heavy lies ahead that wears the crown, and if we want to be that group, if we want to be those guys, we have to produce every week. We have to be consistent. You can't just roll out of bed and kick somebody's butt. You know, you have to practice the right way. You have to prepare the right way in the meeting rooms, and that translates onto the field.
What's something that you really take to about Coach Magazu? What's something about his coaching that you've really kind of enjoyed over the past few months?
Well, first off, I really get along with the guy. I mean, Mags is, he reminds me of, he could be a relative of mine almost. Northeast. He's from Massachusetts, Italian guy. So I get both sides of my family there. And then he's very honest. He's brutally honest. And he has a sense of humor. So it's, he can keep it light. There's never too high of a high and never too low of a low. He's very consistent.
Now, I've heard Ryan Pace a few weeks ago say that Mags has some nicknames for you guys.
Yeah.
And some of them are PC or safe for work. Some of them aren't. Can you tell me maybe one that is safe for work that's a good nickname of one of your teammates?
Well, Hieronis Grasso, so you can't pronounce his name. So we call him Duck.
Oh, okay. That'll work.
We always call Bushrod Bush, but he calls him Rod. We call Slauson Slauson, and he calls him Matt.
So does he do this because...
Because he can.
Okay. So does he... I don't know if he's, doing it to goof around with you guys, or that's just
mine's
how he is.
Mine's Wing Nut, okay. Along with a few other ones that can't be repeated.
Right. Well, when this podcast... We're eventually going to get explicit language on here, so when I get you in week seven,
okay,
we can
great.
Maybe...
Week seven, I'll be able to dish out all the nicknames.
Let out all the nicknames. Vic Fangio's defense. Before I get to Vic in a second, what's it like going against a 3-4 every day in practice? How does that help you as a guard?
It's nightmarish. Vic is, he's like a sociopath. He just wants to crush our offense every day, and he brings stuff from different spaces, different spots, and pressures, coverages. He does a really great job. It's a big change from playing against Mel's cover two, which was pretty, pretty basic in terms of when you line up against it every day,
right.
You've seen it. So Vic presents new issues every day, and it's a struggle to stay on top of it.
Next question about Vic. Is it true? Can you confirm he was sent here from a time machine from Vince Lombardi's 1968 Packers?
Yeah, I think he really was. And I think they hadn't invented sweatpants back then because, if you notice, he only wears sweatpants
now. I was
now.
Worried about him at practice today. Did you think about just giving him some water?
I just want to help him out. And he never sweats through his grays. He's just always super cool. I said, aren't you hot? He goes, I'm Italian. I'm cool. That's what he said yesterday.
That works because I watch him out here, and I'm worried that I need to go run out there and dump a bottle, a bucket of ice.
Who's
over
got that line ready? I mean, I'm Italian.
Exactly.
I'm cool.
He's done it for a while. He's probably been asked it before.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk kind of big picture NFL for a second, and Bears too. What is our question we're talking about on the podcast later today? What's been the most overblown story by the media this summer? And it could be Bears. It could be football.
You
don't think it's controversial, but
not controversial, but there's
Deflategate's the easy one.
Well, Deflategate, everybody wants to talk about Deflategate. Touched a football in my life, so I wouldn't be able to speak on that topic.
The reason I don't want to say Deflategate, it is an important story because the Tom Brady suspended, so it's
all
hard
these,
to say
all these one-handed backflip catches.
Okay,
J.J. Watt slap shots.
Yes.
But the guy can do everything, so
right.
You know, he jumps 100 inches onto a freaking board, and then he's, you know.
Have you watched Hard Knocks at all this year?
No, I can't watch Hard Knocks. I can't do it.
So then back.
I live Hard Knocks.
That's true. Because people complain that J.J. Watt's on there too much.
Well, when you, he's larger. I mean, he really is larger than life in terms of on the field and off the field. He's a guy that really gets it, and, you know, more power to him.
I thought you were going to say the most overblown story is talking about Kyle Long and what position he's going to play, but we can save that for another
Yeah,
day. The other question that we're trying to decide today on the podcast, best beard on the team. Who's got the best
beard? Well, Slauson has a big-time head start,
so that's,
but I'm well on my way to claiming this throne.
So that's what I was trying to figure out. He's got, like, the lumberjack thing going. Yeah. For those who haven't seen Slauson, it goes, it's long.
Yeah, stringy,
there's a lot
long
going
and
up,
stringy.
But then, Jeremiah's got, it's like well coiffed. It's very.
Jeremiah has a very, very well manicured beard. Yeah. And I think he's done a great job with it. And, you know, it's kind of his look.
And then Mundy came into camp. That came out of nowhere.
And he wanted to be clear that he wasn't going for the James Harden look.
Okay.
That's what he said.
Ooh. Well, it's similar.
Yeah. Well.
Where would I rank? Am I like in the teens?
Well, you're getting there. I mean, you got full coverage there.
I can't let it get too long. It gets itchy. I don't know how Slauson does it. I know how his wife does it.
Yeah.
I
mean.
But that's.
I don't know how his wife deals with him anyway. Slauson's such a madman, so.
All right. Just two more for you, Kyle. Who is, if you were to tell a Bears fan, follow this person on Twitter, who would you tell them?
Wolf.
It doesn't have to be a Bears play necessarily, but if they are a Bears fan, you know that going in.
Bears fan.
Would you say Kristen?
No. I'd probably say, gosh, man, there's some good follows out there. Mason Foster is a sleeper.
He's good, yeah.
He's got a good Twitter.
And he's very interactive with the fans.
Very
like
interactive.
Well, that's good for fans like that.
I'd say Mason Foster. And, you know, you got to shoot me a follow if you haven't already. A little self-plug there.
If in your prime, could you strike out Kyle Schwarber?
Oh, man, he's been ripping it. Oh, gosh, I don't know. How many ABs does he get? How many opportunities do I have?
Okay, so let's say you're the starting pitcher, so we'll give him three at bats.
Three at bats?
Check him out.
I think I can get a put out. I don't know if I can get a strikeout.
Yeah, well,
I'd make him work for it, though.
Okay, well, I assume in your contract you probably can't go out there and do it this time around, but we'll get you out there maybe over the spring.
Yeah, who knows? Maybe I'll get a spring training call up or something.
See what you can do. All right, well, that was Kyle Long joining us on the podcast. For those of you who don't know, he's the one that Hub Arker said might not be the best pick in the first round, but we like to poke fun at Hub for that. Kyle, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks.